Friends, hello. It's good to have you with us. This past week, I've been reminiscing. In particular, I was remembering when I was about 18, my first year of my maths degree, the start of my involvement with the Dundee University Operatic Society, OPSOC. This was operatic, as in operetta, not opera. Think more musical theatre than Italian vowel sounds sung loudly. The first production I was involved in was Greece, with all the leather jackets and songs about summer loving. I played a character called Sonny, and in one of my interactions with Danny Zuko, the male lead, the stage direction said that he was to goose me. We didn't know what that meant. This was a long time ago, before the internet in our pocket, and when I was still possibly a little naive. We fairly quickly understood, though, what goosing was. And for those of you unsure, it's making your hand into the shape of a goose's beak and using it to bite someone on the bum. The resulting bite can often make the owner of the bum make a strange honking noise like a goose. Geese are weird creatures, particularly the wild geese that fly overhead in great V-shaped skeins. They're pretty violent and fairly arresting creatures, and I have no doubt that if one bit me, I'd make a great honking noise. Geese don't feature in our reading today, but they are related. Today is Pentecost, and we have the traditional Pentecost reading, where the Holy Spirit comes to earth and alights on the disciples. The Holy Spirit is often referred to as tongues of fire or as a dove in the Bible. But that's not the only way it can be described. Here in Scotland, there's a tradition of referring to the Holy Spirit as a wild goose. Let's hear our reading, and then we'll think more about the Holy Spirit and why the goose is helpful for us understanding this very arresting spirit of truth.
The reading is Acts 2, verses 1 to 21. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They say they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each other. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both the Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we heard them declaring the wonders of God in our own language." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen.
Thank you, Gwen. The great sending of the disciples into the world, people hearing the good news of God in their own language, people hearing the disciples so full of joy and energy, it was a thought they were to be drunk, so full of love of God that they were thought to be intoxicated. Sharing the love of God is intoxicating. The Holy Spirit has come as tongues of fire and is changing things. She came to the disciples and equipped them for the task at hand. She came to the disciples and changed what they were doing to make sense of the message from God in their current context. The Holy Spirit is still with us, and she still equips us to share the message of God in our context if we're willing to listen, respond, and maybe even be accused of being drunk. It's easy to find ourselves in a situation where what we're doing works for us, or at least we find it comfortable, and any form of change sounds difficult and something that we don't want to do. Imagine if the day of Pentecost were to happen now. What would the changes be? What would the difference be between what church is now and what it could be? Let's go back to the wild goose. The arresting, slightly frightening, can make you jump and catches you off guard wild goose. The movement of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit coming to us and guiding us, can sometimes be a long and gentle process, like a dove, but sometimes it's the fire and the bum biting of a wild goose. We sometimes need to leap into action as if the Holy Spirit has bitten us on the bum, and we need to respond to those in need around us, the need of those who are hurting, the need of the hungry and the thirsty, the need of the oppressed and the marginalised. The need to make changes in how we do things in small ways in our day-to-day life. The need to make big changes because everything has changed around us. If we ignore the dove, the wild goose will come. Maybe just the wild goose will come. And in all of this, you need to reflect for yourself. How would you respond to the Holy Spirit coming and seeking to renew you and your place? Are you individually, and are we as a church, prepared to face this honking great wild goose of God, the Spirit of Truth? Are you prepared for change to come and for us to be moved into a new way of being and doing the stuff of God? Are you prepared to humbly and boldly stand with those who are shaken by the approach of the wild goose? Or will you stand by and tell them that they are drunk? Go into the world. Realise visions and fulfil dreams. Listen for the dove and watch out for the goose. Knowing that all the while, the Holy Spirit will guide you and encourage you every step of the way. Amen.